I'm sorry, Solomon, when I look about 10 lines from the top to the Gemara commenting on a prophet in Yeshaya, that chapter in Yeshaya is a nevuah about the Biyas HaMashiach. So the pasuk describes the Melech HaMashiach Lamadei HaMishra L'Sholam En Keitz. And in the Tanakh, normally a mem, that it's a mem has two forms. Mem nun tzadik pei chof, as Mar says in the first half of the Gemara, mam tzadik, are the five letters that have two shapes, depending whether the letter appears in the middle of the word or the end of the word. So the letter mem in the middle of the word is supposed to be a mem stuch open on the bottom, and this place in Tanakh it appears as a mem stuma. So the Gemara has a drush on that, how come the mem is stuma? So the Gemara has a tradition that is an allusion to the fact that Sancheirus came with all of his soldiers, with all of his armies. The Gemara makes a cheshbon over 2 million soldiers. He came on Ashiya soldiers. The prophet says 185,000 generals, 185,000 captains were killed. And on Ashiya, foot soldiers. So the Gemara says that there was a Givaldig, the Pasuk says there was a Givaldig nest, and the next morning everybody was dead. To go to they all dropped dead. And that's Menashaman. So Chizkiyah Melech should have recited Shira on that occasion. The Gemara says, Dikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a famous Agadah, so we already discussed a little bit. Dikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lassu Chizkiyah Mashiach, is Sancheirus, Goy Gemogav. The Nebuah says that it's going to take place in Mechamis Goy Gemogav prior to Biyas HaMashiach. So this was a Moira Dikesh, this was going to be a Givaldig Melchama. This Sancheirus came to wipe out Eretz Yisrael. So the Baruch Shalom is going to say, okay, but that Yosef is on Mechamis Goy Gemogav with Sancheirus Mechamah, and we're going to make Chizkiyo HaMelech as the Melech HaMashiach. That's the simple translation of the Gemara. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, because we mentioned the Gemara has in the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the first parak in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud, the Gemara has a tradition that the world is going to last for 6,000 years. Shisal Pishnun HaVayalma, and then it's going to be Chad Choreh, and that's going to be the Nizra Hashem Lababai, or Yom Ahu. During that 1,000 years, that was the top of Sadi Days and the Days, and Moses quoting the Talmud of Eliyahu, that during that 1,000 years, the whole world is going to be in a state of chud. But the Maharsha is bothered with Akash and the Chidush HaGod. I don't remember if it's in Rosh Hashanah or in Avodah Zarah, it's not here. And one of the other mistakes, the Maharsha takes Akash, how can it be Chizkiyahu is going to be the Melech HaMashiach if the plan was that the first 2,000 years is Tohu, the next 2,000 years is Torah, and only the last 2,000 years is Yimot HaMashiach needs the possibility of Mashiach coming. You mentioned Igmar Navar Hizor, that Yud has a brisa that was written by the Tanoim before the year 240. The year 240 in the common era corresponds to the year 4000 of Bir HaKadosh, the way we make the Cheshbon. So the brisa says that Tanoim and the brisa warned Yidden that they shouldn't buy real estate in Chutzlot because you can fall in, you can lose your pen, because Mashiach can not come in any day after the year 240, and then they're going to, then when Mashiach comes, we'll all be running to Eretz Yisrael, and the Goyim will give you a nickel for your real estate. So you'll spend a fortune of money, and it'll be worthless. So the Tanoim, who wrote this brisa before the year 240, right, you better not invest in real estate in Chutzlot. So the Mashiach said, Akasha, how can it be Chizkiyahu is going to be the Melech HaMashiach if the plan was that Mashiach has to come in the last 2,000 years? And that was exactly the Yishami quotes that the other Tanoim didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. He thought he supported Bar Kokhba's candidacy as the Melech HaMashiach. That's what he called him, Bar Kokhba, the Ach Kerechniak. He thought he was going to turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach. So the other Tanoim said, you can't see, Yalo Asav Mochayach, by dying, that's Dovi Lopo. It's not going to happen. You're going to die. Because Rabbi Akiva lived way before, he lived 100 years before that. He lived around 70 years after the Chodin Bayi Shem. They thought it was going to be 70 years like the Chodin Bayi Shem and the Dibin Bayi Shem. It's going to be another 70 years between the Chodin Bayi Shem and the Dibin Bayi Shem. Mashiach is going to come in 65 years. And that's why he thought. That's when Bar Kokhba was ruling Eretz Yisrael for the 2.5 years. So the Yerushalmi says that the other Tanaim told Rabbi Akiva, can't be. Mashiach is not going to come till after the year 240. Tanaim Vahigia Hazman. So the Mashiach is not going to be that Bikish Lach is Chizkiyo, Melech HaMashiach, that's against the plan. Just like the Tanaim told Rabbi Akiva that it can't be, so it can't be Chizkiyo. So the Mashiach said the Baruch Shalom was prepared to change his mind. Why does Ramah prepare to change his mind?
Maybe for the
drinking, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's how the Maharsha interprets all the heroes of them. These daphim, Gemara quotes Keseda Psukim. Gemara quotes a lot of Psukim. So the Gemara quotes a passage that says, a passage in Yeshayah. In chapter Chav Dalet in Yeshayah. Kathot Mir Shamayinus, Tila Tzadik. So the passage says, Razi li, Razi li, Oili, Oili, Admasai. How does it say? Right there. Ad Bogdin. Bogdin, Bogu, Begit, Bogod, Shai. These are all the passage in Yeshayah. So the Gemara says, Razi li, Razi li, the Rav Shom says it's a secret. Well, what is the secret exactly? And what is that? That's a double secret, Razi li, Razi li. So the Maharsha says, the Indian that's listed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't explain to us, is why did he have a Havnin in the first place to make his Kiyo HaMelech, the Melech HaMashiach, that's against the plan? The Rav Shom says, Razi li, he can't explain to us the story, why he had a Havnin. And then he changed his mind, because Chizkiyahu HaMelech didn't say Shira, so he changed his mind. The Snapart, Mirash HaMayin, other people said Shira, they said Shira, Dinkum Chizkiyahu, that's also Razi Li. He asked, Meikor Maikasov, Lepisov Maikasov, if there was a Havnin to make Chizkiyahu HaMelech HaMashiach, so why did he change his mind just because he didn't say Shira? So that's what the Maharsha interprets in the Gemara, that's the double secret. The Razi Li, Razi Li, it's a Raz, why there was a Havnin in the first place, and the Ruz, why the Maskana was that he changed his mind. We don't really understand. That's how the Maharsha interprets. I saw there's a Sefer Ben Yehoyada by the author of the Ben Ishchai on Agaritis and the Gemara. He has a lot of Kabbalah. Has a lot of Kabbalah that I don't understand at all. But if it's, on his Gemara, he has the Tzalder Chafshat. He claims that that was never the Habamina. Dikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Latas Chizkiyo. Mashiach doesn't mean that he was going to change his plan of the Shnei Halachim from the Most Mashiach and he's going to be Makdil. No, Mashiach is going to come after the year 4000. But he wanted to make Chizkiyo such a great individual, like the Melech HaMashiach is going to be a great Novi and a great Melech and a great scholar, and he's going to be all the nations of the world are going to respect him, and he's going to rule from one end of the earth. Not that he's going to be the Melech HaMashiach, he's going to have all of the Kodesh and the Gdula and everything like the Melech HaMashiach. And that also fell through. That also fell through. That's what he interpreted. He says there never was a Havanuna by the Rebbe from Tenech Chizkiyahu Melech HaMashiach. And then at Derech Agav, while he's talking on his Gemara, so he quotes a whole story from the Chizor. The Chizor wrote that it's over 80 stories, I think, over 70 stories. So he quotes Maisach and the Chizor, during the lifetime, the Chizor heard from the Zikne Yerushalayim, Amaisi Shahoya, that during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Vital, there was an Arab sheik whose name was Abu Sittin, something, I don't know, I don't speak Arabic. And he tells you how to pronounce the name, I don't know. This sheik, asked around by the Jews, who's the holiest Jew, who's the Baal Mephis, who knows how to do Mofsim Badim. So everybody pointed to Rav Chaim Vital. So he said, Rabbi, you know, your king Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he blocked up the Nehar Gihon. And the Gemara says in Tanakh like that. And the Gemara says in Tochim that Chizkiyahu HaMelech said something with the approval of the Rabbanim, and some things he did without the approval of the Rabbanim. So the Gemara said, this is one of the things that they were not in agreement with. So this Arab sheik came to Rav Chaim Vital and he said, Rabbi, I was told that you're a Baal Mephis. I want you to undo the steam of Nei HaGichon because we need the water. Apparently a lot of Arabs used to go to the Mokom HaMikdash on Friday afternoon after Chatzot, something that he says was a common practice. And he said, we need the water. And you have to do a mofis and undo the simas me'agif. So he didn't want to get involved. The Chanukah didn't want to get, and he threatened he's going to kill him if he doesn't do this. So he didn't want to get involved. So he used that this Kabbalah masses and he disappeared from Yerushalayim and he reappeared in Baghdad. And then he had a dream, and Arizal came to him in a dream, and he said, you did wrong. You should have undone the steam of Mea Gichoin, because now it's a Gia Hazman to undo. At that time, Chizkiyahu did wrong, that he blocked up the Gichon. Now is the time that you should undo it. And the Chaim Vital said to the Arizal, he didn't want to use Shemus HaKdoshim. The only way to undo the Stimas Me'er Gichon would be to use Kabbalah Masters, and he didn't want to use it. So he said, what do you mean you didn't want to use it? How'd you disappear from Mishlan? How'd you get Baghdad? It was also with Kabbalah Masters, with Shemus HaKdoshim. So he says, okay, so let me go back. I'll fly back to Yerushalayim and I'll do. So he says, you lost your chance. It was only Min HaShemayim, it was only that time, and now it's too late. That's what he calls At Kan Dvar. He says, he always used to wonder if Chizkiyo HaMelech was Tzoyse Me'a Gichon, and if Shalot B'Ton Chachomim, so if Rav Chaim Vital had the ability, Al-Pi Kabbalah, to undo this, that's what the story was. Some of the Witanoim and Amaron also had the ability to undo this. And if they all had a tradition that this was Shalot B'Ton Chachomim, the Stimas Me'a Gichon, so why didn't somebody undo it? So the answer is, like the Arizal told him in the dream, that it was Adayin Lo Higia Hazman. Hazman was only there was only one window of opportunity that it was good to do, and then not before, not after, and far from. Now we'll have to wait till Bias HaMashiach to undo the Simas Me'adir. I don't know what this story means. He tells you this story on this dot, in connection with this. But, and the Arizal told him in the Cholam that he had, that this Nochri, this Arab Sheik, is was a Gilgal of Sancheiro. So that's why he wanted you to undo the Simas Magi. He quotes the story from the Chitot, one of the songs. Sefer Vav L'Chachomim. Don't have this. So the Gemara says that this Mem Stuma is an allusion to this story. How exactly is an allusion? So Rashi has three shot. The simple shot was that Mem Stuma, he didn't open his mouth. Since Yomel should have opened his mouth to see Shira, and he didn't. So the Mem Stuma is an allusion to the fact that he closed his mouth. Then Rashi has another two shot on top of the first column over there. What taka the din about a Mem Stuma in the middle of a word? Let's say, you write Bereshit Bor Elokim, and you write the Mem of Elokim with a Mem Stucha at the end of the word. Or you write in a different pasuk in Tanakh. Lech lechon mei artucha. The mei artucha is supposed to be a mem stucha. You write a mem stuma. What's the din? So the Gemara says in Masech Shabbos, when the Mishnahis have the dinim of ksiva. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk of Saf Tom, al mezuzah, beisech l'sharecha, that speaking about ksiva, take a toast to the mezuzah. So Saf Tom means Saf Tem also. You should write this parsha. It says it by Shema, it says it by Hayom Shema. So you write Shema by Hayom Shemaya in the Mezuzah. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. The Pasha Pshat of Ksav Tom, of Ksav Tem Oysom. The Gemara has another Pshat of Ksav Tom, Ksiva Tama. So when you write it, the Torah in the Mezuzah, it should be a nice Ksav. What is a nice Ksav? That you shouldn't misspell words. Sometimes people spell, somebody the other day just spelled Bob Nitzir. Nam Tzai Yud Al Pei. Spelling Mem Tzad Yud Ayin Aleph, the middle Mitzia, the middle Bava, they say a Mitzia, because he knows they have a Mitzia, so it's in Bava Mitzia, it's a Mitzia, Mem Tzad Yud Aleph. So the Gemara says that you shouldn't write an Aleph instead of an Ayin instead of an Aleph. You have to make sure that you spell the words properly, okay? Then the Gemara says you have to write a base and a Chaf clearly, that the Chaf should look like a Chaf and the base should look like the base. So if you say Kamat the same, just a little smidge is sticking out, you have to make sure. Then the Gemara says, if Saftam, you have to write, a Mem Stucha should be a Stucha, and the Stuma should be a Stuma. And if you're Machler, then it's Pasha. That's what it says in the Brayt. If you make a Stuma instead of a Stucha, all the letters, Mem, Nun, Pei, Sadi, Kof, Mantepach, all the five letters that have a final letter and the other form of the letter, if you write it improperly, then it's Pasha. Then the Gemara says, but not all the Tanaim agree. So the Gemara quotes, there is a three-way machloikas ha-tanaim, how do you know the institution of Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot? So the famous opinion that everybody knows is Halacha Moshe Nisinan. Everybody knows Halacha Moshe Nisinan. Then the Gemara says, there are other tanaim that don't agree. The Nishkan Halacha Moshe Nisinan, it's a drasha from the Sukkot. The Gemara says, in the end of the drasha, that there's an achtumin al halacha. It makes a difference for Dina. If it's a pasuk, is it a drasha from a pasuk that you leave in between the lines of the Sukkot, a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh? Or it's Halacha Moshe Nisina, I shayla whether Shchut Echut. If a person violates Shchut Echut, Shechet Achut, a Maktav Achut, and it's Kareh, So what if he does Nisach HaMayim Bachur? So the way it sounds in the Gemara, Taisus gets the Kasha, they don't understand why should it be so, and Taisus gives a new interpretation. But the Rambam learns the Gemara keeps shoot on the end of Zohan, that if it's Torah, if it's Halach on Moshe Sinai, then there's no Kari. But if it's a Drosh, it's a Psukim, then you do. But then it's a Korban, the Yala Korbanis, and then you can do Bachut. If you do Nisach HaYayim Bachut, it's also Mala Bachut. If you do Nisach HaMayim Bachut, it'll also be Achir Kari. So the Gemara says there's a three-way Machor Yisatanah. One opinion in Tanai means that it's Halach on Moshe Sinai. The other two Tanai hold, no, it's really a Drosh, it's a Psukim, it's a Drosh. Not Torah, it's a but it's a Drosh. But there's a further machlokes is what the drasha is. At one time it says, Una Sacheha. It says on one of the days, Una Sacheha, it's an allusion to the two, Nisuchim, the Nisuch HaMayim, and Echad Nisuch HaMayim, Echad Nisuch HaYayim. The other time it says, no, that it's a Nem Yud Nem. That it says, what does it say? The Niskehem, the Nisacheha, and Nishpatam. So it says Nem Yud Nem. So there's an Afkanina there also. The Yushalmi and Tainit shows an Afkanina. Rabbala has insurance on time because it's Yushalmi that it's an Afkanina, whether you darshan funis socheho or you darshan mem yud mem. Also, what's the nature? The one, the end of Zohar says, chapsan Afkanina, whether it's Allah from Moshe Mitzinai or it's a drasha from a pasuk. Once you hold that it's a drasha from a pasuk, what's the difference whether it's a drasha mem yud mem or it's a drasha? That's not an asmachta. It's a real bona fide drasha, the one says. Or it's a drasha of funis socheho. So Rabbi Avraham shows in Yisham there are quite a few nafkamina. Yes, right. That's the Gemara has. One time it says you only begin from the second day, because the Mem Yud Mem begins from the second day. Yeah. But even if you hold not like that, even if you hold that the Mem Yud Mem is Megal that you start from the first day, that's one nafkamina. That's a very obvious nafkamina that the Gemara has. The Gemara says more nafkamina. Yisham has more. What's the nature of Nisach HaMayim? Is it a separate mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, Mem Yud Mem? Or do you say, no, when you bring korbanos, you have to bring Nisach Netzach in conjunction with the korban, and normally you only bring Nisach HaYayim, and today I'm still going to have to bring Nisach HaMayim with Nisach HaYayim as well. Now, Kamina, the Yishami has this, what if he's going to do the Nisach, what if you do Nisach HaYayim before a korban? A person has to bring a korban, or the people has to bring a korban. With a nisuch, a chosman is king can do it, and they bring the nesach before the makir is the carbon. So Yishami seems like you're not yotzei. First you have to bring the carbon. Once you bring the carbon, then you have to discuss bringing the nisuch in conjunction with the carbon. So what if you'll do nisuch, what if you'll do the nisuch hayayin before you bring the carbon? Or there is a din if you bring the carbon today, so the Gemara says in Shmur and other places, Menchasam and Iskeim, Afilu Mitan Bar Asar Yomit. You can bring the Yayin a week later, a month later, also. You can bring it a year later also, but what shot is going to wait a year? But the Gemara says the Nisuch, the Menchasam and Iskeim, doesn't have to be Dafka on the same day. You can bring the Nisuch HaYayin later. So can you do Nisuch HaMayim on Chanukah? So the Yerushalmi says it depends. If you learn in that one, it's all chehol, the shnei nisuchim ha-kosim adab there. So the musafim have to, the tzinibu musafim have to be brought today on Sukkot, all the yom ha-bakul korbana. But once you've brought the tzinibu musafim on Sukkot, then you can bring the nisuchim ha-tzinibu mekan bar ha-tzayan. So the gemot, you can have nisuch ha-mayim on Pesach, the nisuch ha-mayim on Pesach, or do the tashlumin, you're just bringing what you should have brought in. But if you hold that it's not one, it's all chehol. It's a pasuk, mem yud mem, that this is an addition to the tomid and the musaf, minimum tokim. It's another din of nisachai, mayim, independent from the, it's not that there's shnei nisuchim in conjunction with the kodesh. So then you can't bring it a week later.
You bring only a little
or even more.
How
much more do you need? Okay. The Gemara, yeah. Yeah, the Gemara is doing that, yeah. So there are quite a few naftaminis lalocha. It's not some remorzim, gematrios and roshi tevis. The Gemara takes it seriously. So the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, when they're talking about Kosev the Shabbos, and I'm Daf Kuf Aleph of Daf Kuf Beis. I remember one of the Rabbanim in Brooklyn, in the Miri, she just said, you can know 100 lots of money on Masechta Shabbos, and you still don't know the Aleph Beis in Masechta Shabbos, because Kosev Aleph Beis is on Daf Kuf Beis. Well, we won't know the Aleph Beis, but I think that Shmuel Goodman used to say like that. You learn the first, you can lower 100 blood in myself, no, you still don't know the alphabet, because that's the after that coup. So in that sugya, the Kaitz of Allah says to Shabbos, so the Gemara talks about, Kaitz of Shem Yishimin. Well, yeah, Kaitz of Shem Yishimin, but it's a Mem Sukha. He's tending to write Shimon, it's a mem sukha, it's not a mem sukha, but that's not a word. The idea of why is halacha, you have to write shtei oifis, because shtei oifis is a word. In Hebrew, we don't have a, like we have in English, you have a word a, or you have a word I. You have a word with one letter. In Hebrew, you don't have a word. You have halashem tikkun lezot, al tidin is considered a separate word, ha and lashem. But in normal, without any material, you don't have any word in Hebrew that's only one letter. So the Mishnah says, akayt and shtei oifis, the halacha says you have to write a word. But then there's a machlokes hatanan. What if you write aleph aleph? Aleph aleph is not a word. If you write shem yishim, then it's a word. But if you write aleph aleph, it's not a word. And maybe that's the halacha. Shtei oifis is considered a word. Or maybe it's not considered. Maybe it's only for shem yishim, and it added up to words. So the Gemara has a whole discussion about that. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos has a whole discussion. So the Gemara starts off, raises the issue. What do you mean he writes shem yishim? Shem yishim is a mem sucho. And the word shem is supposed to be a mem stuma, so that's not a word. So the Gemara says, it's a machlekes hatanan. If you write the word Shimon with a mem stum in the middle of the word, that you write the Elokim with a mem such in the end of the word, it's a machlekes hatanan. Look at one bright says, stop from Sivatama, that you have to write everything correctly, and if not, it's possible. The other Tana says, no. The other Tana darshan is mem yud mem. So what's the mem yud mem? The first mem is Dinis Kehem. The Niskehem is a final mem, a shlot mem, and that serves as the first mem of the word Mayim. So the Gemara says that this Tana is not an asmachta rem. The Gemara says this Tana holds that if you have a mem suma instead of a mem sucha, that's considered kosher. It'll be a kosher with sefer Torah. So the Gemara has a suffix, does it necessarily indicate parkeret also? If the Tana helps shine, if this Tana clearly holds that a mem suma placed where there should have been a mem sucha, me'ar sucha, instead of me'ar sucha, mem sucha, they put a mem suma. So this Tana holds that it's kosher, one Tana holds that it's kosher, we pass from that it's kosher. One Tana holds that it's kosher because he holds for the mem good mem, so it doesn't necessarily mean that he would say fracheret also, that if you write a mem sucha at the end of the word, it'll also be kosher, maybe no, maybe a final letter is a hechare madreye. So if you put a final shlot mem instead of a mem sucha, maybe that would be kosher. But if you put a mem sucha instead of a mem sucha, then the Gemara says maybe that would be kosher. Maybe that's a high madras. So that's a deal in the Gemara. So this is an issue. This is not tam. This is an issue. Why it says a mem stuma in the middle of a word? We would pass from that in any other place in Tanakh where you don't have such a masorah, it would pass over the word. You would have to erase it and correct it in order that it should be kosher. In shin, there's a question. We have two forms of a shin. You have a shin, normal shin is gimel roshim on top, with three heads on top. And then in the tefillin shorosh, you have a shin, it says in the Zohar, the Gemara doesn't say. It says in the Zohar that you make two shins. The Gemara says you have to have a shin, it doesn't say you need two shins. But the Zohar says you have to have two shins, one on the right side, one on the left side, one is a shin by gimel roshim, one is a shin by zalad roshim. So this is a machlokes in achrayim, what the shin by zalad roshim is supposed to represent. So it's here to quote some rishonim who say that there is no shin by zalad roshim. There's only a shin by gimel roshim. The shin by zalad roshim is a shin shokua. You can engrave, if you would engrave a shin, if you have, let's say, a piece of wood, and you carve out a shin, so bolek will be four roshim, and shokua will be the three roshim in the middle. And then on the bottom, the two middle roshim of the shin should not reach the bottom bar. There should be an empty space. So you have a bar on the bottom, or not a bar, a point on the bottom, and the middle will touch the point on the bottom. So you really have a shin bas gimel roshim. The shin bas dalet roshim, if these two in the middle are not touching the bottom, will really be a shin bas gimel roshim in the shakua part. Why do you have shakua? So the Beis Yosef quotes in the Rishonim that there was kaidim. There was Ksav, Kaidim Matan Torah, and there was Ksav Lacha Matan Torah. Kaidim Matan Torah was Choros Alaluchas, was engraved, so that was Shakua. Lacha Matan Torah, Kaddish Boko, was dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu. So after Maimon has seen that when the Rebbe Shalom is dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu, so you always have a Shin Baz Gimel Roshan. In Kaidim Matan Torah, you had a Shin Baz Dalad Roshan, which is really a Shin Baz Gimel Roshan, Shakua did. So this is one that they say, because there was some Rishonim say like that, then some are makbid like that, when they have the shin, but Dalit Roshan on the outside of the tefillin. They're makbid, many Achrayim have makbid, that the two middle Roshan of the shin should not reach the bottom, only the two on the sides, and the right side, left side should touch the bottom, two in the middle should not touch, So you really have a Shimsha Kuva of Gimel Roshan. And most do not do like that. Most hold that the Gerege quotes on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchot Tfilin, that most assume otherwise, not like that Rishon that the Beis have quoted, most assume that there are two forms of Shin, the two correct forms of a Shin. There's a Shin by Gimel Roshan, and there's a Shin, I think the Beis Yosef says, so what, how do you know which side do you have the Shin by Zal Roshan, which side do you have the Shin by Gimel Roshan? So Kadesh by Yoti Viacha was Kodem Matan Tere. Ishmael Yom Shema was Lacha Matan Tere. So the Kodem Matan Tere should have the Dalit Roshan on that side. You should have the Dalit Roshan on that side because that represents the Shin of Chorus of Aluchas and Grace. And on the other side of the Bayis, Sholosh, you have Ishmael Yom Shema. That's in the Lacha Matan Tere Tiva, but that should have the Shin by Gimel Roshan. And then the Kivegi writes on the bottom of the Arachim that we don't really, most people don't follow this opinion. We all have two valid forms of the Shin. And you can write either Gimel Roshan, Dalit Roshan, it takes a little longer. If you write a Shin, Dalit Roshan takes longer. But they're both equally acceptable. And you can write Dalit Roshan whenever you want. Bereshit, you can write the Shin, Bereshit, but Dalit Roshan is not interchangeable. It's the same. It's not the same as the Mem Sukh that we pass from and pass to the Evid. Machlech Zatahar Meshabbat. The Tassim is possible to the other. Over here, Rabbi Kadega quotes Achayim and says that it's all the same thing. I think that's you. I think that's you throughout Tanakh. No, only two? That's it? No. Okay. Okay. So that was the issue over here. The Mem Stuma in Lamadi Amitra was considered a problem. It was considered a problem. So that's the Gemara had a tradition that it represents the fact that Chizkiyahu didn't say Shira. So then when the Basko asked the Banish Alaylam, or the Sar Alaylam asked the Banish Alaylam, so how long? So you almost make Chizkiyahu a Melech, Melech HaMashiach, so not Nisha. How long do you have to wait? So the Novi Yeshaya responds, until Bogdim, Bogdu, Beged, Bogdim, Bogodu. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Adotu Bezuze, U Bezuze, U Bezuze. So people will come and spoil Eretz Yisrael, they'll steal Eretz Yisrael from the Jews, and then others will come and steal Eretz Yisrael from those who stole Eretz Yisrael from the Jews. That's one of the Pshatim on the side of the Gemara, quotes from the Yoruk. Both showed him my Yisrael, both showed him Achim, showed him, I'm showed him Yisrael in mind. That's Rashi, the other Mephoshim don't learn like the other. They just say, till there will be so much suffering on the part of the Jewish people, there'll be suffering and suffering and suffering. That's what the Rabban Shalom meant. He was prepared to make Chizkiyahu the Melech HaMashiach, and then he changed his mind. And it's a sword, Razili, Razili. We don't understand. He says, he's not going to bring Mashiach, there will be an awful lot of suffering. The Mashiach has a comment over here. He says that the Midrashim bothered with the Kashin. The Rabban Shalom told Avraham Avinu, "Gir Yezeracha, Avodim Yinos Madam Meir Shana." And then Lamaise, the Golus Matam is only 210 years. So what happened to them? No one's interested in something longer. But what happened? Why did the Rabban Shalom say 400 years? So one of the Midrashim answers that they were that the Mitzrayim tortured Bnei Yisrael so much that the Koshi Hashibud was Mashlim. So 210 years of being Avodim was the equivalent of 400 years because of the Koshi Hashim. So the Mashiach suggests that maybe that's the Pshat over here. That there's going to have to be the Zuzi, is going to be suffering upon suffering, and that will be Mashlim, how long the Rabban Shalom decided he wants the Golus to be. So that will be Mekatra. That will make it shorter, just like the Mitzrayim was made shorter because of the suffering. So too, the present Golus will also be made shorter. The Gemara says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikesh to make, he was considering for a while to have the Melchemes Sancheiris. Sancheiris came with all these millions of soldiers. So he was going to consider the Melchemes Sancheiris as the Melchemes Golden Mogul, and then he changed his mind, Nishta, there is going to be a Melchemes Golden Mogul. The different Hasidic Rebbes are quoted as having said that they have a tradition from the earlier generations of Hasidic Rebbes that there isn't going to be any Melchemes Golden Mogul. Why not? So I think the Rebbe Ali Melech is quoted as saying that the Tzaddikim, the Hasidic Rebbes in an earlier generation, or mishpalot to the Rebbeinu Shalom that you should shlay up the gzeira of Goyim from Magog. And the Rebbeinu Shalom acquiesced to their prayers, and he said, okay, he's not going to bring any Mechemet Gogim up. The Shem Shmuel presented differently. He says, we have a tradition from the Chassidish Rebbes that there isn't going to be any Mechemet Gogim up because we were Yotzei already. He suffered, the Shem Shmuel lived before the Nazi persecution. But he says, the Jews suffered so much, so many years, he suffered all along, so everything is mitzvah, so we were Yotzei Mechemet Gogim up. Not that Tzadikim on Mitzvah, they are not Shreem Mitzvah. But Shem Yotzei Mechemet Gogim up. So that's what different Chassidish Rebbes say. I don't know, they quote in the name of Rav Chaim. Someone told me the Rav Soloveitchik. He also told the story in the name of Rav Chaim that in the middle of the First World War, they were killing Jews. It wasn't like the Second World War, but many Jews were being killed. So the Balabatim were drafting. So Rav Chaim once came into Shul. He overheard the way the Balabatim was saying, this is terrible, this is terrible. So one of the Balabatim said, no, maybe not something. Maybe this is Mechemet Gogim Magog. So we'll be Yotzei Gogim Magog, and then maybe Mashiach will come. Rav Chaim is upset, so he says, what do you mean, maybe this Mechemet Gogim Magog? The Rebbeinu Shlom knows that the din is Pikuach Nefesh, is Deche Shabbos, is Deche Kol HaTarakula, so Pikuach Nefesh is Deche Mechemet Gogim Magog also. If it means that one Jew has to lose his life, so Pikuach Nefesh is Deche the whole Gogim Magog. So the Rebbeinu Shlom will not bring the Gogim Magog. I don't know what that means. What do you mean? Yeah. I don't know what it means. In the Tanakh it says it's going to be Gog and Magog, and it says Jewish lives will be lost. It doesn't say there won't be any Jewish life lost. So I don't know what that means, what they quote in the name of Rav Chaim. That's what they have in different form. They quote Rav Chaim said, Koch Nefesh, the Baruch Hu not Koch Nefesh, is Derech Gog and Magog. I don't know. Anyway, here it says that the original, the Baruch Hu had a Havamina to consider Sancher and Gog and Magog, and he changed his mind. Logically, he changed his mind. Then the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes right there, all psukim in Yeshayah. Shem eman leilu, shem eman leil. So the Gemara says, the Malach was asking the Rebbeinu Shalom, what's going to be? This Golus is by Malalaila. How long is the Golus going to be? So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Am Hashem ra'asa b'ayka v'gam leilu im tivayim b'ayu. It's going to be a long time, it's going to be a long wait. Be mispala in Tavoyan, if you'll be mispala to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Rashi says, Bakshu Rachamim, so he will hasten the coming of, he will hasten the Gula. The Rebbeinu Shalom will hasten the Gula. That's the mashmoit of the Pasuk, that the Shuvah was a response about when the Gula is going to be. So I saw in this, again, this Ben Yehoyada, he has a pshat, I don't know, Tanakh, you have to look to, I don't know, Hibam no Tanakh, he claims, that the word Lilo and the word loyal are two different things. He says that the first half of the night is Lilo and the second half of the night is Lilo. He says Kayadua. Okay, Kayadua, does everybody know? They say the first half of the night, that's a little bit we do know, but we don't say Tachman. Those who daven mincha very late, and it's a very Lilo, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Tachman because Minas Adin is showing the first half of the night. And we don't say Slicha is the first half of the night. So, I know, we don't say Tilim, I don't know exactly what that is. It says you don't study, you don't recite Torah Shabbat Sab by Lilo. Yeah. But it says Midas Adin Shayla is the first half of the night, and the second half of the night is not so strict as Midas Adin, less of the Midas Adin. So the Malach HaMamuna, Allah Lucas, the Malach is asking the Rebbeinu Shalom, what's going to be over here? There's a Golus of Lila and there's a Golus Shanamami Lila, Shanamami Leo. What's going to be with this Golus? The long Golus that we have now, that's a Pchina like the first half of the night. That is a very strong Midas Adin. And the Golus Bubble was not so big. Golus Bubble, she was Shana. And they enjoyed themselves in Bubble. There weren't any persecutions during the 7 years of Golus Bubble. So that's referred to, one is referred to as Lila, one is referred to as Leil. They're both Midas Adin Shor, both Golus, one is more common than the other. So that's what the Malach is asking Baruch Shalom, what's going to be? When is all this going to be over? So Baruch Shalom says, we have to be mispalot. We'll be mispalot to the Baruch Shalom to hasten. That's what we daven in the Shemon Esrei. We daven Reino, Yanyenu, Baruch Atah Hashem Zor Yisrael, the Gula, the Klal, and Gula, the Prat. And then we say, it's Tanakh Tovet Abdach on the Heret HaTzmiyat. Yes, the Kodesh Baruch, we should hasten the coming of Mashiach. That's what the Novi said. In Tzivoyim Boy, you should doubt it. There is an interesting Gemara in the first daf in Bava Kamma. This is the Abravus and Zikin. The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, the Mabez Ahad, the Mabez Hashem. Very strange Gemara that the Eri asked the Kasha over there. Rabbi Shmuel was both Talmidim of Rabbi Yudah Anasi. Rabbi Anasi was the one who edited the Mishnah. So when he taught them the Mishnah, what's it that gives up? It's the Yomba in Bava Kamma by Rabbi Yudah Anasi. So did he say Mabez Ahad and did he say Mabez Hashem? Well, how can it be a machlokes? What did they have from Rabbi? So the Miri has some an interesting suggestion over there. He says there was an old, it must have been an old tradition, but it must have been an old tradition that there are brothers and sisters. And in fact, there were shalom on the pasuk by Reuven the God, Mechat Tishet Tamanash, and the end of Chumash Bamikvum, when the conquering cities there, and Eva Yarn, so one of the cities is Sizmo. And he said, Sizmo is the Rashi Tevi, Shor Bor Mava Heber. He says that city was the shorish of all the riches and all the decadence and everything. That was the worst city of all. That was the Arbavus and Zikin in that city too. So those are Shalom. So the Meiri writes that there must have been an old tradition that the Arbavus and Zikin, but there were two traditions how to reckon the Arbavus and Zikin. So some had a tradition that you don't count Adam, so all the others, Arbavus and Zikin have all this case of Hemso, and you count Karen separately, and you count Regal separately, and Shem separately, Asian Bor, and the other tradition had it, no, that Kem, Shem, Regal all count as one. Shore is Gimel Ab, Zama, Bishar, Kem, Shem, Regal, and Odom. Odom is the fourth one. So that's what the Nevi suggests. But Yudah Nosi must have decided to use the word Maveh to satisfy the both traditions. He didn't want to take a stand with tradition as they were two. It doesn't make enough Kenina, Ladina. You know, all the Dina and Mechosh Mishpah, they're the same thing. Whether you have the tradition, Abravus and Zikrin, that Shem V'Regel are separate. Shem V'Regel is separate from Keren, and Odom is not included in Abravus and Zikrin, or Odom is included. And Shem V'Regel is all together. So it's not enough Kenina, Ladina. But Rebbe didn't want to reject either of the two traditions. So that's why Rebbe had to work hard, and he came up with the name Maveh. So it's a lish of the Mishtam and the train on things. So if you like that tradition, you'll be satisfied. And if you want Shem to be separate, then Mabuzah Shem. If you want Odom to be separate, then Mabuzah Odom. So what's the Machlegis Rabbi Shmuel? They had heard from Rebbe the two traditions. They had a Machlegis, which tradition makes more sense? But it's really Lo Malav Lo Moris. That's how the Miri says on Adjimah. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Mabuzah Odom? How does Mabuzah Odom? So the Gemara quotes this passage. If you want to describe a human being, how would you say human being? The davener. It's a very remarkable demand. So describe a human being. So you say a social animal. So you say an intelligent animal. An intelligent being. Something like that. An animal with seichel. But to say Adam, what's the definition of an Adam? A davener. Interesting is if the Baruch Shalom created Adam that he should daven. That's the mahus of Adam. The Gemara says, "Amar bechah halavai she's talad and kala yom kula." You have to work for a living. People have to do other things also. But halavai she's talad. The Rebbe Shlomo is created man. He should daven all day long. Davening is a connection with the Rebbe Shlomo. It's like nevuah. It's like nevuah means the Rebbe Shlomo talks to us. In Tefillah, we're talking to the Rebbe Shlomo. But that's like the Rebbe Shlomo. We believe in the Rambam has one of the Yud Gimel Yikor Hamura. We believe in nevuah. The same because we believe in Tefillah, the effectiveness of Tefillah. That there is communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and human beings. Sometimes Baruch Shalom talks to us with the word, sometimes we talk to him and he listens. The Tzilah, so that's the definition of Adam. Adam is Mabizeh Adam, the Davener. It's interesting, Rashi in the beginning of Bereshit comments on the Pasuk, who quotes a letter, Shukhal Tziach HaSodah, Tehem Yevor, Shukhal Eitav HaSodah, Tehem Yitzmach, Shiloh Hinter Hashem Elohim, Mahoras, Adam Ayin, Lavoidah to Adama. Rashi says there's so many digzukim in the pasuk. Pshuta is very, very difficult. Apkan ordered tzichim l'divrei agoda. Rashi has a few times in Parashat Bereshit. Apkan ordered tzichim l'divrei agoda. The pasuk seems to be saying more than the simple translation of the word. So Rashi quotes a medrash agoda that the grass, everything was there below the surface of the earth. So the pasuk says cholek v'akod haterem yitzmach. Means it was under the surface of the earth, it didn't sprout out. He lo hinter Hashem Elohim because it didn't rain. Why didn't it rain? Adam Ayin la'avoy. Adam Elohim wasn't there yet to daven. Avoy de Shevalei. And that's how the Medrash understands V'chaltia chasad terem yiva ares, before there was prayer. Sicha zu tfila. Ayeti yitzach l'asuach chasad. The Gemara says he went to daven nincha. Because it says tfila liyam kiyat v'lishna Hashem yishbach sicha. So the Gemara Bracha says that yishbach sicha means tfila. So the Medrash understands V'chaltia chasad terem yiva ares, because there's a theorem in A and B. It says V'chaltia chasad means vegetation. So it says there was no vegetation. Terem yibar, it wasn't any. Then it says chaleis v'asar terem yismok. It didn't sprout. Sounds like it was there below the surface, but it didn't sprout. It's a theorem. So that's what Rashi says. The Medrash interprets siach goes on davening. There wasn't any davening yet. So therefore, the asif was below the surface. It didn't sprout because Adam Ayin, Adam Rishon wasn't there to daven. The Rabbanu Shimon waited till Adam Rishon davened and prayed for the rain. And then he's going to bring the rain and everything is going to sprout. The purpose of real thought then was that Adam should daven. That's it. That's any Gemara in Bava Kama. That Mabe Zeh Adam, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi used this Lashon Mabe, where in Hebrew he says to satisfy, he was the one who coined that term. The earlier tradition was they had, one tradition had Shor, Adam, Bor, Eish. The other tradition had Karen, Shem Erego, Asian Bor. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote Shor, so it's the base, you can say however you want. And he wrote Mave, which is a listen in Mishtama, the train on him. So the Gemara quotes the Fatsu, Ech Nech Tesweisev, Nivu Matkuna, that the word Mave means to eat. Nivu Matkuna, Bamitis, you can eat. And the word Mave, Zehoadam, he calls him to bind by davening. So the human being is described as a davener. That's the definition of a human being. It's an interesting remark. Then the Gemara says, Kayeti Bedova, just like the Rabbanu Shlomo is upset by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, didn't say Shira, so too, the Rabbanu Shlomo is upset, why, after all the Nisim and the Flores of Yitzias and Tzrayim, and after Makis and everything, to the one who said, Baruch Hashem, the name so said, oh, Yashir, he said Shira, but they didn't say Bracha, the one who said Baruch Hashem was Yisro. So this was a kitchragan. Then I will emotion shishimib shall the Yamba Baruch on the second white line on the daft of my head. And Shabbat Yisn, he said Baruch Hashem. So one thing more talks about, because they spoke about Sancheres and Hesio, so that's what he quoted about Yisro, Kayotah Bedova, that it was a deny of Bnei Yisrael. So now they quote a few comments about Yisro. So the first says, Vayichad Yisro. How do you think when the word Vayichad Yisro? The more has Rabbi Shmuel have two interpretations. The Rav says that he was mal himself l'shem yir, she'ev acheret chado al besorah. Yisro converted, and a gear has to have nivah tzvila and kabbalah on this. You have to bring korbanos also. Nivah tzvila and kabbalah on this. You have to bring korbanos also. So he was mal himself. The posh of shah from the Rashi, Yomar, shemol et atzmo b'niz gaya. You take it literally, shemol et atzmo, oh yes, a yid to be mal him. It's a question in halacha. The Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that there's a machlokes hatanan whether Nochri can serve as a moil. So you have a goy. You have a goyish doctor who knows how to do a bris milah. So is that okay? So we say in Shulchan Aruch, no bris. The machlokes, what you have to do, the Rambam writes that you don't have to do atokas dam bris. If you had a Nochri, do the bris milah, you don't have to repeat. You don't have to have atokas dam bris. So the Ches Mishnah writes on the side of Rama. Rama Mekahalton that did yevid is kosher. Usually assumed not like that. The Shagazai says that's not pshat in Rama. It's no good did yevid either. Rama hopes that it's going to help him. He won't accomplish anything if he had a on this. The dealer was done with school. He lost the chance. Check. It's not an oral, but he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Nima. If you have idea, not that the Rama meant that did yevid is kosher. So that's a shame. We pass on the Shulchan Aruch if it's Akum Shemo. You have to do the Hatovah Zambis. You have to do it over again. You have to do it. There's nothing to cut, but you do the Hatovah Zambis again. So the Minchas Chinuch raises the question, if the Nilo always has to be done by a Yid, and it can't be done by an Ochri, so what's the din of a Ger, Habodah, his guy, wants to be Mal himself? What if he wants to be Mal himself? Do you say, Boin Ke'echot? Like the Gemara has such an expression, do you have a whole list of things that are Boin Ke'echot? Or not? The Shabbos, what do you mean, Boin Ke'echot? After he does the milah, that's a shayna yi. No, he has to have the tzila. He's still mukav the tzila. So how can you say boin keichot? Something is called. Something is called. That's a shayla. There was a mice in Yerushalayim, a famous story about 100 years ago, I think. about a ger who is mogel a tova, and he walks into shul Shabbos afternoon. I think Rav Shmuel Salant, who was at that time the rabbi in Yerushalayim, he wasn't there. But they had an assistant rabbi was there. When the rabbi was on vacation, Abba Shalom or somebody like that, one another guy was there. So when the ger walked into shul, and they knew him, that he was mogel a tova, so they asked him, did he do a malach on Shabbos? He said, no, he's practicing being Jewish. That's when now his mouth. So the rabbi said, no, he happened in Chal Shabbos, and he forced him to sign his name on a piece of paper. He should do ksiv. He has to do some malacha, because the nachas sheshovas is chayv nisa, yom v'layla v'yishvot. So then they started a whole world war, they started a whole correspondence, whether the rabbi was right or the rabbi was wrong. So I think they put, the Chicago Kollel put together a whole country, 10 years ago when they first founded the Chicago Kollel. So they put together a whole sefer of all of the tshuvas that were written on that incident, printed in different places. I think they printed a tshuva from Rav Shmuel Salant. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that he said that the rabbi was wrong, his assistant rabbi, he says that true, if you do mila alone, he's a goy. He's not Jewish, he has mobile tefillah lamor, but after you do the tefillah, then it becomes the idla masrei. I don't know exactly what that means, but that's what he said. He said that the nila really makes you into a yid, and the tefillah is just a tanad. Hard to believe, because by nisha, there is no nila. But the other thing is tefillah. So if anything, you shouldn't say fakir. The tefillah makes you a yid, but if you're an oro, the tefillah can't make you a yid. You can say the nila is a tanad. That's what we used to do in Shulchan Aruch. The nila is a tanad. The tefillah is a gila. The tefillah is a gila. And nila is just a condition. If a person is an oro, he can't become a yid. Alright, so that's what his opinion, and there are others who disagree. So one of the there is a tshuva in the Bible. He claims, based on the Zohar, that is permissible to him to observe Shabbos. That the Tepeda of Afi Shishav is only applied with Moloi Mol. Once he does Mila, even though he's still a Nakhri, he's a guy, but that something has changed today. The Gemara says in Yivam, it's a fine on the base, and the first Dach in Ha'oro, he's not called an Oral anymore. Even though a Nakhri Shem Mol, a non-Jew who has a circumcision for medical purposes is still an oro, but if he had the milo, the shein geirus, he's no longer an oro. The Gemara says, you have two psukim by Kodesh Tesh, you have a pasuk called ben echad yochum al kolor al yochum al. So the Gemara says, Rashi Chumash quotes it, the Parashas Boy. Why do you need a pasuk called ben echad yochum al? A nochri is not permitted to eat the Kodesh Tesh. Every benecher is an oral, and even if he circumcised himself, and even if you have a non-Jew who had a circumcision, he's still called an oral. Alpi Allah is still called an oral. So the Gemara says, Nivam is our final day, the first half an oral. The Gemara says, no, Tapan Aftamina, what if the Nachri was Ma'alash and Geru? That's an ois oral, but he's still a benecher. So that's added on by the Pasuk, even though he was Ma'alash and Geru, he's still also left with Kodesh Pesach because of the other Pasuk, of Kol Ben Echol Yomot. He sees in the Gemara that something is Chah. According to Rav Shmuel Salant, if he'll be Tzoyzal later, he'll become a Ger Mamish L'Mafreya, so he could Mechut to observe all the mitzvahs, not just Shabbos. So he could observe all the mitzvahs in between Yil and Tzila. I don't think they do that. But if the Ger puts on Tzila in between Yil and Tzila, and he keeps the Kashrus in between Yil and Tzila, I don't think so. They won't begin to observe the mitzvahs till later. He says that after he'll be terrible in the mix, it'll come out, he'll learn most of my pages, a full-fledged Jew, from the time that he did the Mila. I don't think that's a generally accepted view. But even if you don't accept that view, but the Gemara says, okay, something is called, so that's what the Minhag Tzinuch raises the possibility that maybe you should say Boin Kechot. Maybe if the Nochri is Mal himself, Moshein Gerus, I should say Boin Kechot. So you don't say that he's an oral who's being Mal himself.
It says,
Yeah, before he was an Afri Gom, and after the Mila, he has a separate status. He's no longer an Oro, but he's not a Yisrael yet. Doesn't come his Oro till after the Tzivah, yeah. The Gemara increases has one time. The Gemara comes to Matzana, we don't pass them like that. Yes.
Yeah.
The Pashto says not allowed. fact, because that's how the other nation says. The reason why he's not mechuyev to, because he's not allowed to. Anyway, that's the shot. When the Gemara says, "Over here, have a cherub kadal." The story right there. Rashi says, "Mola zatzmo." Is it to be taken literally? Mola zatzmo. Literally, what does that mean? He had someone do the meal on him. Not so clear. I think the Menachas Chinuch quotes that there was a Mari Molcho. It was from the Anusim, from the Maranos, that he, when he found that, when he realized that he was Jewish and he didn't have a bris milah, so he was mal himself. He had quite a lot of things from the Mari Molcho, who could sit in the different things that he had, and that he did. He was in the Kugel also, so he was mal himself. That's an Ishtan Raya. He was Jewish. This sort of Menachas Chinuch Shaila is that you have a Nochri who wants to be mal himself, Lashem Geirish. There is a different thing. There's an adult who was Jewish and never had a bris milah. Of course he can do a bris milah on himself. An oral can also do a bris milah on a Jew. As much as an oral may do a bris milah on a Jew. That's an awfully oral thing.
What is the
right, that's the Achreinim asked that question. Right, the Achreinim on Yan Yankov asked that question. The Gemara says earlier in Sanhedrin that the Bnei Ketura Aram Avinu married a second wife after Sarah died and married Keturah and had a few children, the prophet said. The Gemara says Aram Avinu was Mechuyev. Today said it. It says Aram Avinu was Mechuyev to see to it that all of his children had Milah, not only Yitzchak, who was a Yiddish child. The Baruch Hu told him to be Yitzchak and Karl Chazer. Only Yitzchak is going to be a Yid. The other children are not going to be Yid. This concept that we have today that all the children are Jewish, in Tosef Shleima, it only began after Yankov Avinu. Before the days of Yankov Avinu, Avraham Avinu had one son was Jewish and the other was not. Yitzchak had twins, Yankov and Esav. One was Jewish, one was not Jewish. And Yankov had that haftacha that all the children are Jewish in Tosef Shleim. So the Gemara learns that from the prophet in Perek Avinu that Avraham Avinu had an obligation to be mild even at the next group. So that's the machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. What does that mean? So Rashi says Avraham Avinu was mechuyev to be mild. Avraham Avinu, he had a chiyuv to be mild at the next group even though those children were not Jewish. But the descendants of the next group is man of there. How can it be? The Rashi says, they're not Mechuyev in Milah. And the Rambam says, no, all the descendants of Bnei Keturah, Arai Yamazel, they're all Mechuyev in Milah. And the Rambam Azan, since we don't know who's who, there's a Taruga, so all the Arabs all have to be Mal themselves, because of the Tzofik, they write to the Chumer, maybe they'll be Bnei Keturah. But he says, if they didn't Mal themselves, so they're not Chayvis. If you can really identify the whole Rambam is Mechudish, from beginning to end, if you can really identify who is one of the Bnei Keturah, the Vador is, by the DNA, whatever, and he's not mal himself, then he's not a chayv nisa. So the Ramban says, what do you mean? As the Rosh Hashanah is himself, and the Ramban says, my yishlach, if he violates an avera, but if he fails to observe a mitzvah, that's not an azor. Azor means he did an avera. Then the Gemara says, as the Rosh Hashanah is himself, the nech is chayv nisa to Jezel, the nech is chayv nisa to Eid Menachai. We don't get nisa to Jezel, we don't get nisa to Eid Menachai. And not gets nisa whenever he violates an avet, but he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of milah. Okay. So the Rambam has this chiddush that if you can really identify somebody who's one of the bnei ketura of his manazeh and he's not malam, so it's chayv nisa. But since it's basam cheb the zibul is kol olam kula, we're not so sure who they are, which Arabs are the descendants of the bnei ketura. So it's a topic of pashas lahapa. So he's off the hook. That's what Dr. Ramam says. The Shagatai has a truth. He says he doesn't accept the Ramam. He holds that love is like Rashi. That only Avraham Avinu was Mechuyev to be mild. He was a Yid and Mechuyev to be mild. His children who were not Jewish. But the descendants said, Ara Yoyim Azer Echaim, so the Shagatai says he thinks that we should pass my Rashi, then also pass my Zion. So that's what Dr. Ramam is. That he was a descendant, there are goddess like that. The Yisra was a descendant of the Bnei Ketura. So how can it be that he never had a bris milah? Unless you could say, no, he did. He did have a bris milah all along, but that was one kind of bris milah. Now he did a second time. Now he did what? A Hatzachas Dam bris, or he did more, a Yiddish bris milah, the Shem Geirus. That's the Dachrani answer.
What about Avram? According to the day that the operates, how do they
the Samsefer has a sugar where he says that from the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzavah Avraham Avinu to do the Bris Milah, that he was already kosher to do a Bris Milah. Even though he didn't yet do it, he said, you have to come on to the dinner of Boin Kechot. he doesn't see any problem by Avraham Avinu. He asked me if he was a goy. I don't know. He says he was it. From the moment he was mitzvah, I think it's the first shuba. Some say it's like that. He's about this. How can Avraham Avinu be mal himself? He says from the moment he was mitzvah, that he was already kosher to do the business. Even though this Nila is a Yiddish Nila, now it's a Bnei Tzur to the Nila. I don't know, but the whole thing is not so muchos that it has to be taken literally. Shemol is that small. Rashi writes the Poshim Shah Shemol is that small. Does it really mean, even with the rest, does it really mean he performed his own Bnei Tzur? It means that he got someone to perform the Nila and he got a Yid to perform. I don't know. Yeah, right. In one of the Dazar, as a Machloek is Lebe Yishik Sheh Lomo. So the Gemara says, doesn't say the fairies that before, that people talk about Tichroi. The Gemara says, no, that Tichroi means she's taught to a Gatacha, she's taught to a man, a Jewish man, performed the Brit Mila on a baby. It doesn't necessarily mean that she did it. He wrote it. It doesn't necessarily mean that he was the one that did the Brit Mila. And that's what Shailan did. Well, it says Avraham Avinu was learning the Tzav al Apriya. It was only given the day that he showed the noon. Yeah. Some of the Achrayim on the Tzav, I think, on the Anyagin, they said, Drake Tzur didn't have to do Priya. But then, by Yichad Yisrael, so then he did the Priya. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says in Horal on Daf Ayin that nobody did Priya. Nobody was mukhir to do Priya till the day that he showed the noon. So why should Yisrael do Priya?
And
that's when they did the Priya. Kavod Tzur is when they did the Priya and then they showed the Nur. Why was he interested in doing the Priya? Yeah. The Rabbi Shmuel had the two comments on Vayichad Yisrael. The one says Cheref Chador, that he was Malzal. The other one says Vayichad Nasi Tzal Shibudim Shibudim. Hashem Chumash quotes the quote of Shoshim. Well, he made Shibudim Shibudim, even though he had been the guy, but when he heard about the terrible tragedy, about the Nochem who died, that he was shaken up over that. So the Gemara says, Amarav, Hanadami, Amarav, Papa, Hanadami, Ishi, You're going to say something about the Nochrim, it's going to hurt. It's not the truth. They told us that when the Nir Yeshiva was running away from the Nazis, that there were a few Talmidim from Germany. Yidden from Germany who were running in the Yeshiva. So when they had the report that the Nazis were losing, so they said, how can it be? Our soldiers are losing. They knew the Nazis were killing and burning the Jews, moving the Jews. But they're in sync with action. How can it be? The motherland. Our soldiers are losing the war. That's what the Gemara says. Everyone has the instinctive reaction like that. The Gemara talks about the Nisim that occurred from the Nisim when Sancheiros came with all of the over 2 million soldiers to wipe out Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara assumes that it was only Tzveikas Nisham of the Guf Kayon. Sounds like a Machloike somewhere, whether it's Tzveikas Nisham of the Guf Kayon or Tachat Kvodo Yokad Yikoti Kodesh. So the Gemara seems to some of the Mephoshim on the Yankel and the Dissa Machloshis on the right. Some said that it's like the body remains. And others say no, the body burns, but the begotten remains. The Vodo is Rabbi Yechon Korin Amoni Mechabdusa. Rabbi Yechon used to refer to his clothing as Mechabdusa because the clothing enhances the Kvoyha Odom, but the person dresses decently. He has more self-dignity, other people have more respect for him also. So the Tachat Kvoda means that the begotten that they were wearing, the soldiers of Sancheiras, the Zagadim that they were wearing, were not burnt. So what does it mean? The body was burnt and the Zagadim were not burnt. Or even the body was not burnt. That's straight as the Shabbat was burnt. So it sounds like it's a machloikis in the Gemara. So some Amoraim wanted to be magdol the net. They said it was a net betoch net. That the body was burnt and the Zagadim were not touched. The Zagadim were not burnt. And the other Amoraim say no. It's only straight as the Shabbat was burnt. Al Kapan, the Gemara says that this Sancheiras, he really wanted, he planned, the Gemara says on Amde, his plan was he's going to destroy the Migdash al-Mat, he's going to destroy the Migdash al-Mailon. He's going to go revolt against the Rebbeinu Shlom. He was Mecharet, Mecharet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara quotes the Pesuk from Melachim, he says, Ato, Hamid Baladi Hashem, Olisi ala Mokam Azel HaShkit, Hashem Amar Eloi, Alei Al Ha'aret Azot, VaHashkit. The Rebbeinu Shlom told me in Nevuah that I should destroy Eretz. I said, what Nevuah, when Nevuah, what's he talking about? He never got a Nevuah. So he heard, he was a Nidimente Nabi. Well, it's not, he overheard the Nabi say, Yishai. Nabi Yishai said, Yan Kimot Rama Zez Me Hashiloa Rokum Liyad, and Mastosis Ritzin and Ben Rim Al Yavu. What does that mean? They rejected the Me Hashiloa. What's the Tushtel over here? They rejected the Me Hashiloa, the waters of the Shiloa, was a river, the upstairs of Yerushalayim, on my yard. They rejected the Mayan Shiloa, and they're supporting, they want to give over the whole Medina to Arafat. That's what it says. This is Tina Ben Mimalyo. One of the someone want to give it over to the president of Egypt. They should give over to Egypt. And they want to give it over to Arafat. They want to give it over to the United Nations. Whatever. So they would. So what does it mean? They rejected now. She looked very modern. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi always quotes the Targum. So he points out the first stuff about the Targum. Rav Yosi always quotes the Targum. He didn't decide, you know, whatever. So he says, I'm all the Targum of the High Cross. You don't know the Targum of Yonison on this part of Lahavi Dynamite Bomb. You don't know Pshat at all. What do you mean? They rejected Ne'ah Shiloh, often we are. So the Targum says they were revolting, they were rebelling against Hizkiyoh HaMelech, who was a descendant from Malchus Beis David, and he was a God's final king. He was running the people, the Nadabah Lahom Diniyah, he was leading the nation in a calm fashion to Ne'ah Shiloh HaDinagdav Diniyah. Like the Ne'ah Shiloh HaHochim Liyah. He was a very good melech, there was nothing wrong. And they were bellyaching at that Hizkiyoh HaMelech, and they were revolting, so they wanted to get rid of him and replace him to give away the whole Medina to the Arabs, give it away to all the neighbors. That's what the Navi is furious about. Ruach HaOmer says, Ne'ah Shiloh, so the Navi says, he's going to cause Lachin, how does it continue on the white line? Lachin, Hine Hashem Ala Aleim, Ne'ah Noah HaTzunim, but Hashem is going to bring this big army and he's going to destroy them. So he heard that the Navi Yishai is up. That the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to bring an army and is going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom said it, so the Gemara says, so why did he deserve a punishment? The Gemara says on the third one, on a Maitani Yenish, so why did Sancheiros punish Lotzor? He did the Shlichus of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what he said, Rebbeinu Shalom told us. He says, no, Navi, Aseret HaShvatim is Navi. The Navi was angry that Aseret HaShvatim should be punished. He who? This wise guy, Yaitai, they are calling him a Shalom. He says, I'm going to destroy everything. That's very, way more than what the Rebbeinu Shalom said. He says, I'm going to throw the big Dishon Mat, and I'm going to throw the big Dishon Milo. And it is Mecharis and the God that says, I'll come to Baruch Hu. The Gemara quotes the Pesach on the 6th, 7th lines on top. Yad Malachecha Chiravto Hashem. He was cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. So that's what, so that's why he was, that's why his army was punished. So then what was the saving grace? If the Navi really said that they deserved the Yishai, Navi said at what point that the Jews deserved to be punished, so what changed in the middle? So the Gemara says, well, of course, Vaita Pesukim from, it's interesting, that part is from Yishai in chapter Ches, the Gemara quotes, Ne'ah Shiloh HaHochim Liyat. So there's a medrash on the part of the word Liyat, Lamed Aleph Ches, is a gematria of 40. Lamed is 30, Aleph Ches is 10. So the Rashbo and the Torah Tabai quotes this. The Gemara says that a mikveh, in order to be mitar, has to have avoy mitzvah for Odom. So you have to have mind shikol gufo el lehem v'vatal. Can't stick in one arm and one leg and then stick your head in. You have to have the whole body submerged at one time. So the Rishonim have a machleg with the Rashbo and the Torah Tabai and the first page about shchita, about bachur b'chol, about ruiz, and then he has about mikvoyes. So the first page is mikvoyes. The Rashbo writes, there's a machleg with the Rishonim whether a mayon needs a boyin sof of tefillah odom or not. Because the Mishnah says the difference between a mayim in the mikveh that a mikveh needs avoyin tzor, a mayim does not need avoyin tzor. So after the Rishonim say a mayim does need avoyin tzor, if you have kelim tmeim, if you tevel kelim, but if you tevel adam, you need mayim shekol guf alvem, you need avoyin tzor. Now the Rishonim say no, even for tefilas adam, if you can fit into the mayim and less than avoyin tzor, it's okay. So the Rashba brings a raya lahachmir. Because the Mehashiloch was a Mayon Mehashiloch, and the Medrash says Liyak is a Gematria 40. So you see that you need 40 Soh, brings a Raya in the Medrash that has a Gematria. And it's a Raya that you need a Boin Soh, even to Tzvila Sodom in a Mayon. So Tzvila Shemtaki, you don't need a Boin Soh in a Mayon. That's Mishnah. Because that Medrash goes on Tzvila Shem. So the Gemara says, what was the saving grace? What happened? From the time Yishai Anavi said in Nebu and Shaptacher said, Ben Yisrael are going to be punished because they rejected Malchus Beis David, which is such a wonderful Malchus, they deserve a punishment. And then all of a sudden, Sancheira's armies weren't given the Shemitah to do anything. They all dropped dead overnight, they were all to Gormay. The Gemara says, what changed was that, more quotes, they're all spoken from Yishai. The Chubal Ol Mitnei Shomer. What was the passage from Yishai chapter Yud? The Chubal Ol Mitnei Shomer, and the Chubal Ol Shal Panchev Mitnei Shomer Shal Chesiyo Shahidavik Tavati Benesir to the bottom of Rosh. Also, Chesiyo Melach made a Torah program and insisted everybody has to learn Torah. And Noah Tcherev al Pesach Teis HaMedesh V'yama, and he forced everybody from Shein Oysi Batorah Yidokya Becherev Zu. He's going to kill anybody who doesn't learn Torah. Very strange. The Mephoshim is, what right does he have? Well, that person wants to go work for them. What's that very? You want to stay and learn and learn. You want to go and become a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, an Indian chief, do whatever you want. I don't know, do you have a right to make such a deal? Whoever doesn't want to learn, he's going to kill him? Chai Nisa. So the Nitzit has a long arichas in the Hagdamah to the Shiltas and the Kidmat Ha'enim. And in the Poshman and Yankee basically say the same. The Nitzit has this arichas in Senra with many manukainas that the one of them is the Gemara says in Masechet Nida HaSefer V'hasayit Yor V'kruch Min HaShemayim. The Rabbani Shalom said Mishoytik V'zeh Lo Yatik V'zeh. If you learn the Torah, then you'll be Nitzah from Mechom. Cherev Bo Lo Adam Abipul Torah. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos. But all wars, that's what the Nochem said, that the Jews are responsible for the Korean War, the Vietnamese War, the First World War, Second World War, and all the wars are all our fault. So we always say it's not true. The Gemara says truth in that is that it is true. Cherev Bo Lo'olam, there are different punishments that correspond to different areas. So the punishment, the Einish of war, is all because of Bikul Torah. When the Yidden are not learning, then the Baruch will make the war. The first makes the war in Vietnam, over there, very far away. That we should realize that we better be Yosef and Mocham to Shalter. We better get involved in this Mocham. Either this Mocham or that Mocham. If you don't get to him, then it means the Mocham are closer. If you still don't get to him, then he puts the Mocham by us. We get involved in the Mocham. The only way to be equal is by sitting and learning. That's what the President of Sid has by Yichud. He said about that. So the President of Sid said that's what he had. This was for the purpose of security. He was afraid that Sancheir was going to come and destroy the whole country. But for the sake of security, the government has a right to pass emergency law. So the emergency law was, we have to be useful from this Muhammad, so everybody has to learn Torah. So whoever's going to violate the Torah, as the government has a right to kill him, because he's more than Malchus, because this is necessary for the security. So the Gemara says, Vodku, as the Gemara says, he's gone by the Ashava from the north of Eretzot, from the south of Eretzot, they didn't find an Amor. They checked from Givat Varanti Parat to further cities, and I told them, most of the cities of the United, Ishvishalai became the Huchasum of the Torah. They learned so much Torah. So that's what the Pasuk says, V'chubal Ol Mitnei Shomen. What's that, the Shomen? Shomen, the Gemara says, they were burning the midnight oil. They were burning the, apparently the Mephoshim said, the Ika learning is at night. Said the Gemara. The Ika Hatzloch and learning is the learning that a person does at night. So they were burning the midnight oil, how you do it, so you can see the midrash, that everybody should learn by Yom HaBalayla. So that's why they were needed. So
they
So then the Gemara says, after all of the soldiers dropped dead, so they had all of this shalom, Rusav Shlalchem. They had so much shalom. So they had a shaila, what are they going to do with this shalom? Do they have a right to take it? Because a lot of the shalom that the soldiers had was stolen from the Eden. So they had a shaila, Halomam and Aseret Hashvatim Urim, are we allowed to take it? Or should we divide it among the poor and give it to the Aniyei Umasoilim or something? Omalahem. So Novi Yeshai answers no. So Meshed Yehim Shofi Bo. So that's what Gemara says. I'm an Amoy of Tihar Ubisich. Gemara has in parentheses around 8 lines in the Bible. What's Amon Amoy of Tihar Ubisich? Whenever there's Kibish Mokhama, whenever there's a major war, if I'm going to steal something from somebody, that's Geneva. It doesn't belong to the Ganes, it still belongs to the Nigla. But if you have one country waging war against the other, and they win, so all of the shalom that they have belongs to them. So that's what the Gemara says. The Baruch Hu from them, you can say, well, I'll tell you, it's not a sick of Bom Mokom, I'm not allowed to take Amun and Moyav, but Tichon waged war against Amun and Moyav, and he was kind of their character. So then they didn't wage war against Tichon, they took away Eretz Amun and Moyav. That wasn't in violation of the Din, but they're not allowed to take away Amun and Moyav, because it no longer belongs to Amun and Moyav. Amun and Moyav, Tihar of the Tichon. So the same over here, when the soldiers, when the armies of Sancheiret took, all of the shalom from the Aseret Hashvatim, all of the shalom from the Aseret Hashvatim, so that was like also like Kibush Mokham. It was like the Mishnah we mentioned, I think, 2 weeks ago. The Mishnah in the end of Bava Kam, that I'm not from and I know I'm in Agayo. If there's a tornado and my automobile flies away and it lands in South Carolina or something, so whoever finds it can keep it. I wouldn't be mad at the Kolodom or the flood. And everything, so all of my furniture floats away in the river. I have no idea where it is. Where the men in Kolodom? So I lose my ownership. So too, I'm not from an Agayo. There's a war, like after the Second World War, and people's property was found all over the world. So the thing is that they lost their ownership. So that's what the Novi told the Bnei Yisrael. What? That one?
What the Gemara was doing today is using that Jewish money.
Money in the bank.
Artwork.
The sum of those kind of the artwork. Oh, he didn't have a dozen of them. Okay. Don't have to think about it. Namakwe.
That's why they want to
some friend asked that question. How could he even take Beit Haman? They took everything that belonged to Haman, Beit Haman. But if Haman was an Amaleki, you're not allowed to take, not only you have to kill Amaleki, you're not allowed to take anything that belongs to Amaleki. Now they're allowed to take their property. Some not afraid to say that since he was Harugi Malchus and Harugi Malchus in the same Lamela, Bachashverish took it. So it's like Tiharu Bachashverish. It was laundered through Achashverosh. So they weren't taken directly to Beit Haman. The government took Beit Haman, and then Achashverosh gave it over to Malkana. But then it was moved. That's what some Achashverosh meant. So others give out of it. So then the Gemara has this fight with this long Agarata that the Muhammad, that Sancheiro is going to wage against the Jewish people. So the Gemara says he was traveling and had mamash like a Kisa Tadera, Hamar Abuna. One day, he traveled the distance that it really should have taken 10 days to travel. Why was that? The Gemara says on the next daf that astrologers told him, Amale Kaldoi, that 10 lines from the top of the Tzadikim and Aleph. The astrologers told him, but the Gemara assumes that there was truth to it. A lot of times what the astrologers say is, well, Malo Lama, Sambalo. But the Gemara assumes over here that it was true. That now is a Shas HaKosher, and if you wait till tomorrow, you'll lose your chance. The Rebbeinu Shalom is still angry over Novi Rakoi. From years before, hundreds of years before. Why? Shalom Melech wiped out Novi, Rakan Shemach, he killed all the Kohen minus one. So that's one Kohen alone. So the Rebbeinu Shalom is angry at the Bnei Yisrael, but the Kach only goes to a certain day. So today is the last day. The Rebbeinu Shalom has allowed Sancheiros to come so quickly, Shemach, he said there, 10 days travel in one day, and he reached the Yerushalayim, and he had the opportunity to destroy Yerushalayim in that one day. And then they asked Sancheiros, should we destroy Yerushalayim today? Where is the Gemara? Amri, that's 20 lines from the top of Tzadik Hemet Al. Nishna de Yod Ahu Yidno, should we destroy Yerushalayim today? He says, nah, this Yerushalayim, tiny little city. He looks at the city of Gonis and Gonis and says, this is what I brought 2.5 million soldiers to destroy Yerushalayim. This is what the whole world is talking about. So Gonis and Gonis, nothing here. Somehow he had a misunderstanding of what was going on. So he says, yeah, we'll wait till tomorrow. And he had 2 million soldiers. He says, every soldier will take out one stone from the wall. There won't be any Yerushalayim. What will be honest that there isn't going to be any war. That was the night that all the soldiers dropped dead, and there was Pagorim Mason the next month. He next room, Pagorim Mason. So the Gemara says, what happens? There's a common expression, but Dina, Bottle Dina. You wait overnight, if you have Halana Sadin, so it'll be buckled. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom was angry, but there's a limit how long it's going to last. So that was the last day that he was angry about Novi Rakhoi. The next day was the Rebbeinu Shalom made this Tzaderech to enable Sancheiros to destroy Yerushalayim only on that day. The way until the next day was like, that's Taka the Achreinim, I think the Mashor. Rabbi Mechoshim say, that's Taka the Din of Halana Sadin. The Din is that Tzedek Yolim Bo. You have to wait till overnight. Even though the Bez Mitzvah had a vote today, and it's 20-3. You have a Sanhedrin of 23. Now, Dan did in the question, so it's a split vote. 20 say Chai Mitzvah, and 3 say that it's Potter from Mitzvah. So it's all right, you know, 20-3, you didn't need them. The Din is you have to wait till tomorrow, think it over. What are you going to think over? Maybe somebody will change their mind. That's not going to count the Buzz Dina, Bottle Dina. If you think it over overnight, there's a chance that someone will change his mind. Yeah, what changed was, the Rebbeinu Shalom's kach was over. He wasn't angry anymore. So the Gemara talks about Novi Rakoyanim. What was the Novi Rakoyanim? Was when Shaul HaMelech heard that David had run away from him and he was hiding in Novi Rakoyanim. He was starving, he was hungry. He was Achaz HaBumis and he asked him for food. He didn't have any food to eat, so the Kohen gave him the Lechem HaPorim. So he gave him food. So when Shaul heard about that, he was cast. Why they saved his enemy? So he wiped out the whole city of Novi Rakhoyanim. The Gemara says, Shaul HaMelech deserved the punishment. People deserve the punishment. Why they helped that Shaul? The soldiers, the army deserve. What is Shaul HaMelech shoulder? HaMelech is the victim over here. He's innocent. But the Gemara says, no. If someone else is Nena Shal Yadi, I also deserve the punishment. So the Gemara says, a whole lot got it there. 30-40 line, I got it there. That David HaMelech was told he also deserves an Einish. Because Shaul Obama were all punished and all the Novi Rakhan were all killed because they saved him. He also deserves an Einish. He was given a choice. He was given a choice. How does the Gemara say? The Tzenche had the left narrow line before the white line. He gave him an option. Tzenche Yichlu Zarecha. Either the suffering will be that you will be given over into the hands of the Palestinians, or that your children will be wiped out. But people love their children more than they love themselves. And he says, don't touch my children, let me suffer. So then he started to suffer, he couldn't take it anymore. So the Gemara says that Abishai ben Tzruya, the Tosafot says, the six lines on the bottom, the Tosafot is small bay. So Yazul Abishai ben Tzruya. Abishai ben Tzruya helped him. What did he help him? Shazor b'tfilah. He said, "Daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom Sakher. Tell him to change your mind. Instead of you suffering, you can't take the suffering anymore. They were going to kill him. So instead of me suffering, so I changed my mind and punished myself." But then the Gemara says, what happened was, Kimat all of the Zerah Dovid was wiped out, and only one was Mishkayer. The Gemara says on Amad Beis, one was Mishkayer. How come one was Mishkayer? The Gemara says, because when they wiped out Novi Ragoyah, Novi Rakoyanim, so it says in Shmuel Aleph in chapter Chavdei, the Molech Ben Echad Lachim Melech Menach Yisru V'Shmei Av Yosef. It seems when they wiped out Novi Rakoyanim, one coin remained alive, so that's why later generations, when they wiped out, when Atzalya, Molechim Beis, chapter Yudal, when Atzalya wiped out all of them, Zerah HaMlucha, Further, it's called Ramlucha, so one of them remained, Yoash remained alive. Yoash was hiding. So Yoash remained alive because when the wife said, no, we are kind of one of them remained alive. So Dovid HaMelech had to be punished. Dovid HaMelech had to be punished because of the fact that that the others were Nanash all the others. The Gemara makes the cheshbon about how many soldiers and how many generals there were. It's unbelievable. So the Gemara here has that the armies came, the armies of Sancheir came, over 2 million soldiers. They came 3 times. So the first groups of soldiers who came, they had to cross the river. So it said the horses had to swim. Horses had to swim. Because there was water in the river, but then there were so many horses. You had millions of horses. There were so many horses there. So there was so a lot of the water disappeared on the horses' back. And when the second group of soldiers came, the horses didn't have to swim. The water was up to their necks. And their heads were above the water. They could walk, they could gallop. And after the second group of soldiers came, there was mamish no water. There was no water. They used up all the water. So when the third group of soldiers came, there was no water to drink. Some of the Parshim say it's not to be taken literally, it's a good no. Okay, that means that there were so many horses, there were so many soldiers. And then the Gemara says that the Parshim on the region explained that was going to be Mohammed's or the Mughal, but then he changed his name, Razumi, so it's going to have to be later. So the Gemara says, before Mashiach comes, when we're going to have Mohammed's or the Mughal, this is going to be repeated again. It's going to be right there. Millions and millions and millions of soldiers are going to come and it's over the horses with this and it's going to be on Ashiya like in the days of Sancheir. The Gemara says it happened earlier, the days of Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu was fighting against Avram Elohim. The Gemara has a tradition, they don't quote any student, have a tradition that it was such an unbelievable Muhammad. It was Avram Avinu with a small group of soldiers against millions of soldiers and he won miraculously. So that was the tradition. But this, they say, no. These are the psukim that this was going to be Mohammed's Zog and then the Bashan changed his mind. So then Mohammed's Zog is going to be in the future. So Martha is going to have to be repeated with so many soldiers. The whole story is going to be repeated again later with all with Mohammed's Zog and Mogul. The Gemara wants to know, so strange discussion, very not to be understood. The Gemara says that the Malach came and he wiped out all of these. Ayesha Malach Hashem Bayakim and Machane Ashur, 185,000 generals, and over 2 million soldiers. So how did the Malach Makke Bayakim and Machane Ashur? Bamehikom, the Gemara is Bamehikom. One Amara says the Esper, one Amara says the Yad. The Mephoshim has a long discussion of what is that the Meramazan. And then there's a famous opinion in the Gemara. Yitzchak Nafcha says, Oznayim Giva Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the ability to hear. So a lot of sounds that we can hear. Dogs can smell and hear certain sounds that we can hear. Different animals can hear things. So Ribbono Shel Olam gave them the ability to hear the Malachim singing Shira. When the millions of soldiers heard the Shira, it was Yotzei Nishmasam from the Ne'imas of the Shira, from the Ruchnir. As nine Gila Lahem, Shama Shira Tiachayis Umeisu, Shinema Nikor Pasuk in Yishai. So that's a famous verse that some of the Mephoshim and the Anyankis have, that is an Agadatis, it's a medrash that says, V'lekorav zeh ozeh kol alayla. It says, V'lekorav zeh ozeh, when Vayoba Machne Mitzrayim after Bnei Yisrael, it says, V'lekorav zeh ozeh, so the Roshim zeh ozeh appears, V'lekorav zeh ozeh v'yoma, by Shiva Tamalokim. So the medrash puts the two together. So the medrash says, Diksha Malachi Asher Yisrael Mashira, Malach Hashem wanted to say Shira. The Baruch Hashem said, what do you mean? My Shira is not Malach, not the Malach Shira. It's not proper to say Shira. So usually you learn Pshat. The Malach wanted to say Shira. These miserable Mitzrayim were finally, they got their punishment. The Baruch Hashem finally drowned them. So it's time you should sing. You should rejoice over my Malach and Shalom Hashem. So the Baruch Hashem said, no, of course, they're human beings. My Shira is not Malach, it's not Malach. So many of the Rabbonim who survived the Holocaust said over this touch. One of the Mephoshim on the Medrash said, Diksha Malacha Asher is Lona Shira. They wanted to sing Shira, let the Mitzvim die, like over here. Like the millions of soldiers of Sancheir died because they heard the Nehemoth of the Shira, of the Malachi Asherim. So the Baruch Shalom said, that's Yosher. They were drowning my children. They were trying to be Yosher children. You're going to have them die from the Ne'ilas of the Shirat HaMalachet. Let them die. Let them drown. Let them suffer. It doesn't fit into the message. He wrote right in the message. The Parsha Chan Medish is not there. But some of the Parshan write this suggestion based on this I got it. The Gemara says here that that's how millions of soldiers of Samcher died. But that's how some interpret that message. Shira, they should die because of the Shira. Not they want to say Shira after they die. They want to cause them to die through the Shira. Then the Gemara says after the millions of soldiers die, they were kulam to go to Masons and nobody survived. The Gemara says there were a few survivors. One Amara says maybe there was 10 survivors, 5 survivors. A discussion, how many, hardly any survivors. Kemat everybody was killed. Kemat everybody was killed. The Gemara makes a suggestion that it could well be that the Ruchanetzah was one of the survivors. What that, he was in the army of Sancheiros. What happened to Ruchanetzah? Mehechetesa, he was one of the survivors because that when he flew, Shadrach Meshach Abednego, what's the name? Hanan Shabbat Zayn, he didn't mention Kitchen Ha'esh, so he saw 4 figures coming out. You had the Gemara before, so he saw 4 figures. So the 3 figures were Hanan Shabbat Zayn. What was the 4th figure? He's trying to make it out. He says, the figure looks like an angel. Tibar Ali. How does he know what an angel looks like? From kind of Eitzah, what an angel is supposed to look like. So the Gemara says, over here, what's the one of the Amram says? He must have been from the soldiers of Sancheiros. And the angel Malach Hashem Bayak, how does it say? Vayit Malach Hashem Bayak and the Machne Ashur, he killed Kimat everybody, there were only a few survivors. He was one of the survivors, he saw the Malach. So he knew what a Malach looked like. So he was able to identify the 4th figure in the Kitchen Haresh, looked like a Malach. That's how the Gemara says. Yechtiv, the Rabbi did with Yod Domi Labar Lehim, how did he know that he loved the Chagiyat, he hadn't seen an angel, he now have a Yod from one of the angels, what an angel was supposed to look. So that's how the Gemara suggests. He's one of the survivors, and then the Gemara tells the story. The Pasuk says that his 2 children assassinated him. But they assassinated him. The Gemara gives a whole agada to say, what prompted them to assassinate him? There I got it. It's interesting, the Gemara says about David HaMelech, that the Rebbe Shlom gave him an option. You have to suffer because Avoyim Zeh, the oven of wiping out the city of Novi Rakhainen, you're going to suffer also. Because all the others were Nemesh al Yadecha. So his instinctive reaction was, he gives him an option. Do you want to suffer or do you want your children to die? No, let them suffer. So that's psychologically, many people have that attitude. They love their children more than they love themselves. The Chidor, in one place, quotes a Rishon, a Balasai Rabbein Ashrayim, who comments on a Medrash. The Medrash quotes, Rabbi Tzvi says, after the Rachel Kamoth and Zeth, I call it. Then one Tana says, no, I think the Nazi says, no, I have a more important klal. Zeh Sefer told us on it. The Nazi. What does Zeh Sefer told us on? Why is that a greater klal? What does that mean? Greater than the Hafta Rechmasa, Medrash Kli. So it's a Medrash. It's a real Medrash. And the Medrash Rabbah, and that's called the Bereshit. Zeh Sefer told us on it. There's a third line in the Medrash that's questionable. The third line, we don't have it printed in the Medrash, but in the Hakdama says, I am Yankee, he quotes it there. The third Tana says, the greater, more important cloud is the person, because I can't tell you how to pass my because I can't tell you how to pass my book. So some of the Akhrenim say that some let's put that in because we don't really have such a Medrash, so this is some joke. But the first two just take another Medrash, the Machloik is reaching, so the Kiva says, after Rachmanot is Ekla, it's all about Torah. And the next time, the Nazai says, no, the cloud, the greater cloud is there, says, hold on, what does that mean? So he quotes Rabbeinu, he does quote Rabbeinu Ashrayim, that it's a machlekes hatanoim where the people love themselves, everybody loves themselves, more than other people. Because you love yourself more than your own children, you love your children more than yourself. So one time it says, after the Rachat Kum Barichot, so you have to love everybody else like you love yourself, it doesn't say like you love your children. You see that people love themselves more than they love their children. Next time it says, no, they say they told us of it. That people love their children more than they love themselves. That's a psychological machlekes, and that fits into the words. I don't know. That's what he does quote from Mishnah. But that was David HaMelech's instinctive reaction. He said, I'd rather suffer rather than have my children suffer. Oh, yeah, I got it. At the end of today's Seder, the Chumash has the mitzvah of Brit Milah with Yimei Ka'avam Avinu. So we mentioned earlier that the Gemara says in Perek Avinu said this. Everybody agrees that Avraham Avinu was mechuyev to be mal the Bnei Keturah. Whether the later generations of Bnei Keturah also mechuyev to be mal, that's the machlokes Rashi and the Rama. But Avraham Avinu was clearly obligated to be mal all of the Bnei Keturah. So the Or HaShulchan has an interesting comment in Yeritzeya. In the Gemara in Yevamos, the first parak has a whole discussion. The Dina Mitzvah says that Decha Mitzvah Shloi says. So that's derived from the Smicha Satsuk and the Chumash Devar. We have the Mitzvah of Tzitzis next to the Mitzvah of Shatran, the Dilem Tzitzis and Chol. So the Shatran says, the Mokka Mitzvah says that Decha Loi says. So the Gemara says, what do you mean that possible? The Smicha is. There's a din. For Yom HaShmini, Yimo B'tara Allah says, the Mitzvah of Decha Shatran. So don't you see the Mitzvah says that Decha Mitzvah Shloi says? So the Gemara says, no. That's not a normal, regular example of Eser Zechel Eser, because you have a cloud, and Eser Zechel Eser is Yesh Bokoris. And this says it can never be Dech HaShami. Because Yesh Bokoris, the Tzachanish, it's an Eser Zil Eser, and Eser Zechel Eser is Yesh. So the cloud, we don't understand why is Mila Dizman is Dech HaShami. It's like Zerif HaKos, it's like Yesh Man HaKlaus. So what's Tzachan? What is the Yesh Man HaKlaus? The Gemara says, it's an exception to the rule, because this Mila, such an important mitzvah, Nichris to Aleho, Yudim Obrit. That's what the Gemara says in the Rambam. It's a Mishnah in the Dorot. This is Mila, it's so important. The word Brit. So they said 13 times. That doesn't mean there were 13 Brit. The word Brit appears 13 times in the Anathisis Lechel. Nichris Elo Yudim Obrit. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So the Mechaber in the other day, it has an interesting thought that we really don't follow. We follow the Shas. Mechaber quotes from all the Goyim, I hear things like this. A Yiddish woman marries a Yiddish shady. But yes, a Yiddish woman marries a Goy. So, in the times of the Goyim, they couldn't imagine such a thing. So they have a Jewish woman marries a totally secular Jew, not religious at all. So what do you think is going to be with, and they have a baby boy. So what do you think is going to be with the children? It's not up to me, you know what's going to be. You're only allowed to do the meal of the Shabbos if the children will grow up to be Yiddish children. If the Shabbos is going to grow up to be like his father, then you're not allowed to be Berech HaShabbos. Mila Bizmano is a mitzvah of Mila, even though the Shabbos is not going to be a Shulman Yid. But Mila, Berech HaShabbos is only if this Mila is a Hatchola of a Yiddish life. If we can predict, if we can look into the future and see that this is the beginning of the Chinuch of the Shabbos. But if the father is absolutely non-observant, and he's probably going to raise his child like him, the odds are that the child is not going to be religious at all, then the Mila is not the Shach. So the Shach puts up a whole fuss, he says, we don't follow that, the child is Jewish, and it's a mitzvah, Mila is not the Shach. But the Mechab is quoting all the Goyim, the Mechab didn't understand the Goyim and the Rishayim. So that's what the Rosh Hashulchan explains, that there are two parts to the mitzvah Mila. One part of the mitzvah Mila, you have to do this surgery, for whatever reason, you have to do the Mila, and that applies to even Avraham Avinu has to be mal, the children are not even Jewish. The next two are not Jewish. He's just told to be Yitzchak or Lachazera. Yitzchak and the next two are not Jewish. So that's one mitzvah. But then you have the other mitzvah that the Krumi even have, that the mitzvah of Mila is supposed to be Yitzchak and Yudgimu Jesus, means that this is the scholar of the Chinuch of the child. So that's what Berech HaShem. That's what Berech HaShem. So that's why we say two brachas. We shouldn't ask a kasha that says this video. At the end of Perek Ablezer the Mila, the Gemara says, you say the bracha, Allah Mila, Sheikh HaSan, Allah Mila, then you have to bring the Shalav HaMadi. So he says, where do you find the mitzvah? Do you say two brachas? Shal Yad and Shalosh, you say two.